Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. And coach, last year, not exactly how I'm sure you planned on it going, but this year, moving on to 2023, you guys have some of those guys coming back and some things that you learned from last year. First, we'll start off with your quarterback, Hayden Carney.
Yeah, last year was quite the welcome back to 11 after being an 8-man for six seasons, I believe. But, you know, we learned a lot. Biggest benefit for us was all the experience we gained. We played a lot of freshmen a lot of the time and a lot of games. So most of our, you know, starters and returners are all young guys, still a young team. Graduated two seniors only and brought in another five or six, I think, freshmen this year. So, you know, numbers keep going up, which is awesome. And Hayden Carney this year, yeah, stepping in the junior season. He's only played a few games of quarterback, but he got a strong arm through all his sports. Good basketball player, good baseball player too. Knows how to throw. He looks good in the pocket and makes plays. He's pretty athletic little athlete.
I'm here with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. Coach, you guys weren't really able to get anything going with your running game last year, mainly because the game scripts were not really in the favor of the running game. But how are you trying to find an identity with your guys' ball carriers in 2023?
Well, we're making some changes to the offensive line, and those guys have gotten bigger and stronger, and like I said, more experience. Several of them were young last year, and you know, their first varsity game minutes were just stepping into some of the best defensive lines in the state, you know, between St. Mary's and Troy and JCN and teams like that. So it's, you know, gaining that experience, getting used to it, trying to be injury free, keeping grades up, doing well, learning stuff, getting good practice reps. And then going against, you know, some good D linemen in practice, that helps with Solomon Drinkard, you know, on the other side, going against him. That's a good resource for us. And, you know, we've just been cleaning some stuff up front, and we want to be able to run the ball more so that it opens our pass game up, because, I mean, that's what we found out we were pretty good at last year.
Go and take a quick break. We'll have more from Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat for the first time this season with the Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. Coach, switching over to you guys' defense, you briefly touched on Solomon Drinkard, what he can do on offense. Talk me through what he is, why he is so just fierce on the defensive side.
Well, really it's his engine. He is just relentless. He feels like every play he is the one on film that's hustling his butt off. The other day in the Jamboree, he, you know, stopped a play from going outside, and then kid broke a couple tackles, and 14 yards later he was down there making the tackle. So I mean, it's just his effort, his relentlessness. He's a guy that loves to tackle. He's a football guy. It's awesome to see, and it's just you know, he just wants to rack the tackles up and collect them. But he's a great motor. He's big and physical. He's been growing nonstop. He is an animal in the weight room, and it's almost, if the weight room's open, he's in there, and he's put on weight and muscle and just gets bigger and faster.
So, Coach, you guys have Zach Evans coming back next year. He was a force in the secondary. He had five total pass deflections, two interceptions, two forced fumbles. What makes him so dangerous in the secondary, and who else besides him can step up this year?
What makes Zach dangerous is that he is my vote for fastest kid in the northeast corner of the state. He can jump out of the room. Blazing fast. He's an outstanding athlete. He's all state across three sports. Just his knowledge, his go-to, his instinct. He makes some jaw-dropping plays, just getting to the ball and, you know, creating mismatches and creating space and closing space on other people. He does an outstanding job. We'll give him more of a tackling role as well this year. You know, it's his senior year, so he came and told us that he wants to get a few more tackles rather than play real deep, so we might bump him up in the box some. But then other secondary, Hayden Carney's back there in the secondary. He does well, same sort of situation with him. Some other guys are going to step in there as Duncan Alvarenga, Grant Meyer, both those guys are sophomores. Brady Nellis, he'll be a sophomore as well, and freshman is Damian Cervantes. So all those guys are going to see some minutes at corner and safety. And should be pretty decent on the back end coverage.
And starting off with your 2023 season, you guys open up with a game against ACCHS, who went unbeaten in NEKL play. How difficult of a matchup is that for you guys, and what are some things you like about that matchup?
Yeah, it'll be tough for us for sure. You know, they're the defending two-time league champs for a reason. They've had some really good teams, and they returned some good athletes and a couple of big guys up front. So they're pretty physical, pretty fast, and they, you know, we go over to their place. So it should be a great first game. It's good to, you know, have hard competition week one. Sets the season off right. But I'm just looking for our guys to go out there and fly around and, you know, take advantage of what we, all that we learned last year and what we put on film at the Jamboree last week. So I'm excited for it. I think we'll do well.
Yeah, it should be a fun season. Can't wait to see you guys in action. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always.
Yes, thank you.
That was Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by The Elevator.